The situation is that level of business and demand has continued throughout the week. It started building up last weekend, and we've just had every day the numbers have remained consistently high. The lowest number of attendances we've had in the last week is 145 patients in one day, but other days were 190, 180, 160 plus yesterday, which is an increase so far in the month of July of nearly 300 on this time last year. So that's putting significant pressure on our services. As you would be aware, we were already an extremely busy department. Those additional attendances are increasing that pressure. And obviously at this time of year also, we have things such as the changeover of our doctors in training, as the medical education programs change over across the country. So a lot of our medical staff, 85 of our 180 training doctors, are actually just joining the hospital. So again, there's a steep learning curve for them. So you have a combination of the department being busier and some of our processes being slower, and the significant pressure on our capacity within the department. So unfortunately, and again, I'm very acutely aware, being in the department, how crowded it was on so many occasions this week, and I can only apologise to patients that the experience they had with clinical staff trying to communicate with them, take information from them, and even carry out some basic tests like blood pressure checks, etc., in the corridors of the department, because we literally had no cubicles to see them in.
And have any additional plans been put in place to deal with these pressures?
There have. So over the last 2 years, we've increased the number of our medical staff, including increasing the number of consultant emergency medicine. We have, but the difficulty is, as we increase, the activity increases as well. So we're constantly pushing to try to get ahead of the wave. We also have proposals that are being progressed through the HSE state system to extend the footprint of the emergency department to give us more space, because we need that. But unfortunately, the reality is that that's not going to happen overnight. That's going to be take some time to deliver. But we are have got proposals being developed for a longer term major extension to the department and a more medium term modular extension to the department. And obviously, we're continuing to work with our colleagues in primary care and communities services to develop services within the community to avoid admissions. So the enhanced community care packages programs are looking to actually provide treatment options and assessment options for patients in a community setting rather than having to come to the emergency department. And as you may remember, Michaela, we spoke some months ago about the National Ambulance Service Pathfinder project, where there's a team of paramedics, physios, and OTs to respond to 999 calls, and very often can treat the patients at the at their location, at their home, or in their nursing home, community hospital, etc., and avoid the need to bring them into the hospital. So there is a number of initiatives ongoing to try to deal with this, but the reality is that for the foreseeable number of days, the department, there's no sign of the volume of patients abating. For the next number of days, we're going to continue with a very, very busy department. Again, as I say, I'm not going to say anything other than if we fully accept, none of us want to be trying to look after patients in that level of overcrowding, but the staff and department are doing their best. We'd ask people to bear with us, and obviously we always have to triage and prioritise the most urgent patients first. As always, we would ask patients that if it's appropriate, if it's a minor illness as opposed to a significant emergency situation, to contact their GPs or even local pharmacists for other treatment options.